On Monday, June 21st, the privately owned Spaceship One flew to 62 miles above the Earth, creating the first non-governmental astronaut. Was this new astronaut's goal, in the words of Captain Kirk, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations? No, not at all. This newest astronaut and his private spaceship paved the way for you to go into space. Imagine the ride. A jet called the White Knight carries your spaceship to an altitude of 50,000 feet, about double that of a commercial jet. Then the White Knight releases your ship. As it glides away, the pilot fires the ship's rocket engine for 80 seconds, and Spaceship One rises vertically to 62 miles above the Earth. You'll experience about 3 minutes of weightlessness and be able to see the black, starry sky unmediated by the Earth's atmosphere, whose thin blue line you can see below. The flight ends with a 25-minute glide through the Earth's atmosphere until you land in the Mojave Desert. How much would you pay for such a ride? The entrepreneurs behind this and other private spacecraft are betting you'll cough up about $100,000. Now, they chatter on about the need for private exploration of space, nonsense about new energy sources on the moon, and blather about the precious metals stored in asteroids, but their real focus is a multi-billion-dollar space tourism industry. This might seem odd, even less than noble, yet it's the story of most forms of transportation. Showmen, for example, dominated ballooning in the 19th century, selling rides at carnivals. The bicycle began as a fashionable novelty rather than a practical means of transport. And the jets that we ride routinely have their roots in the barnstorming air shows whose visitors could buy a ride. Even the legendary pilot Charles Lindbergh began his career by thrilling crowds as a wingwalker. So the motto for the new private space flights won't be the Star Trek mantra, to boldly go where no man has gone before, but instead, to boldly go where all of my richer friends have gone before me.